situation's right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex. Why you wanna protest? Why you wanna fight for your right? Cause you don't love them boys. Pussy run they thing, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind. It must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girls, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. And you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday records on the OVO. Send this to Pop Tout on the realest steel. That best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and by, bitch.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girls, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are. Proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, baby. It's February 14th, 10:03 a.m. and it is Valentine's Day. Y'all already know me being Trey Love, right? You can imagine Valentine's Day, right? I'm somewhere. No, I'm just bull. I'm just, don't pay me no attention. I gotta watch the cursing over chill. But you know it's Valentine's Day. Day for lovers, baby. And you know I specialize in love. Love is in my name. You know what I mean? So it's going down, man. I'm only gonna be on the air for an hour. You know, just had to come through and do a show today, man. It's one of them things. You know, I gotta call. You know, from a few people like Trey, yo, we miss you on the air. And I want to say to everybody that shows me love, man, that continues to support my career, man, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you tremendously, y'all, because, I mean, I work hard. God gave me a talent, but one thing I know, and I was telling a friend of mine, you know, he was saying that he wanted to ask somebody for something, but he got too much pride. I'm like, the worst thing somebody can tell you is no. And when that person tells me no, I'm the type of person, you tell me no, ain't no love lost. I don't have nothing against you, but see, I'm going to go get it, baby, because somebody going to tell me yeah. Because one door closes, it's like life. A door closes, so another door is going to open. But what you have to do is be like a shark, baby. You got to stay moving. You got to stay proficient. You got to stay on your game. You got to educate yourself. You gotta add more things to your skill set in order to make yourself valuable. Y'all don't hear me, Church. Started off just doing a comedy, you know what I'm saying? But now actor, comedian, rapper, radio host, PR baby. If you want it, I'm a promoter. You understand what I'm saying? If you want it, I got it. Added more to my skill set to make myself more valuable. I had to stop selling drugs, and you know, my pimp game, I kind of retired that and everything, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to go to jail, so I found ways to legally hustle. Trying to keep it laughing, keep it moving, keep it pushing, because today's show, actually, family, is going to be somewhat of a somber show. The reason why it's going to be a somber show is because, as we all know, It's been all over the news. It's been all over the internet. It's been all over everything. And we all know that we have lost a true pioneer of music. I mean, Whitney Houston was a different artist. You know how some people like I'm gonna just put it to where it is. You have a million comedians. Everybody's funny, and to me, I think that everyone in their own way is funny. I mean, even the driest, most non funny person can make you laugh sometimes, just with, you know, with something they may say, something they may do on a joke. And you know, people are funny, but there's only one Eddie Murphy per generation. People are funny, but there's only one Richard Pryor per generation. And I say that with the voice of this diamond jewel of a singer. I mean, Whitney's voice is the most unique, most powerful thing to ever come out of any woman's body that I've ever heard. You know, you have your greats. You had your Billie Holidays, your Minnie Riperton's, you know, women that were uniquely beautiful, sincere singers in their own right. But that Whitney, y'all, I mean, come on, man. Just this diamond of a flower, of a jewel, of just a beautiful, beautiful being. Just everything that God made right and set a tone for her to be. You know, she was her own person. She was meant to be who she is and who she was for us and to us. You know, Miss Whitney Houston. And February 11th, unfortunately, you know, she in a Beverly Hills hotel, you know, she passed away. You know, the twist of life is, you know, I'm about to be a father again, and I was at the baby shower when I got the news, at my own child's baby shower. And the way I look at life sometimes, you know, it's like it's funny. Life is funny. That's why I'm a comedian, because if you look at life and try to take it serious, it will eat you alive. So life is funny. So as soon as I found out about the passing of Whitney, and it was ironically during a baby shower for myself, and I'm having another girl, and I said to myself, I said out loud, y'all, I said, well, you know, Whitney's spirit might be in there, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm definitely going to put my child in the industry and stuff. This is a business that I love. And when you learn it, all the things that I've done to network and push, you know, hopefully my daughter is into it and wants to be a part of what's going on. Because even with Whitney, look at her lineage. Sissy Houston, her wonderful, beautiful mother, a singer. Her cousin, Dionne Warwick, her aunt and godmother, Aretha Franklin. You know, she was surrounded by stars. By stars, you know what I mean? She was surrounded by that. So that's hence who she became. And I just want to give a shout out to a very special friend of mine. You know, you all know him. He's actually one of the main catalysts behind Handsome Like Radio. Good friend of mine, man. Me and this brother go back a million years, man. I knew AJ since this guy has been watching me since I was a young pup in the comedy game and has supported me, had my back, you know, showed me the ropes. And AJ said something about me this morning, man, when we actually had a chance to chop it up. And I want to thank him for that compliment. And he sees what his young brother's about, man. AJ said, one thing I know about you, you'll take a match and start a forest fire, man. Out of all the compliments I've ever gotten, that was the best one. Because, hey, for those of you who know, man, I'm a hustle, baby. I'm a grind till ain't no more. I'm a grind till ain't nothing left. You understand what I'm saying? I'll wear a pair of brakes out. You understand me? I don't have a quit gene. I don't have a stop gene. I don't have a don't know where to go gene. My gene just keep kicking. I don't know where I get it from. Probably one of them slave masters, you know what I'm saying, that was my great-great-granddaddy hitting on my great-great-granddaddy. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, did I mix it up? Yeah, because I'm light-skinned. So I could have got it from the slave or the master. Either way, one of them done came up inside me, and I'm ready to go, you know, and it's a go gene, and it's a non-quit gene. And, you know, for my buddy to give me a compliment like that, and for those of you who know, come on, man, AJ Alexander, yo, Google this brother, man. The brother has, you know, he's responsible for bringing us such talents as Usher. And I'm also going to play another artist by the name of Cheryl Boyd, who he's working with right now. And I'm telling you, man, pay attention. This young lady's going to get a Grammy. And also another story. Speaking of the Grammys, man, you guys saw Kelly Clarkson the other night. I was excited to see Kelly performing because I have a good history. A beautiful history with Kelly Clarkson. Her movie J2K from Justin and Kelly with Love, her and Justin Guarini, who were the Justin Guarini was the American Idol runner up, and and Kelly won that year, so they ended up making a movie, you know, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get a speaking role in that movie. I was extra on set, and again, being a hustler, a lot of people say, oh, you can't go from extra and get bumped up. And I'm going to say this to, and this is what Eddie Murphy says. I always follow Eddie Murphy. That's like a comedy god to me. I listen to him. I watch his interviews because the brother's a genius. He's a genius in his own right. He's very intelligent. And Eddie said something. He said, the best advice is don't take any advice. So when people say, oh, you can be an extra, but you'll never get bumped up, I'm living proof, family. I'm living proof that my first Screen Actors Guild role, what made me SAG, was being an extra on the set of From Justin to Kelly, making so much noise, making people laugh. They needed someone to play a VJ. Man, and check your boy out. 20th Century Fox film, just proud of myself for my grind, you know, and people won't give you the accolades and, oh, he think he all that. It ain't even about that. I'm struggling and I'm busting my butt doing everything I can, working hard, trying to be the best that I possibly can. So when God blesses me with something, when I reap what I've sown, I'm going to be excited about it, and I'm going to tell you whether you want to hear it or not. So if you don't want to hear it, you can untune. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to listen to me. Because, see, this is how I feel today. It's happy. It's Valentine's Day, baby. So you better, you know what? We're going to celebrate Whitney today. I'm going to do a little read-up on Whitney, man, and we come back. Now, I think Van Charles is going to call in, man. We got to we're going to do a segment from them, man, and find out what's going on with those guys in Vegas, man. Alex Bailey Gilliam, owner of Van Charles Inc., you know, clothing line, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know that's the AJ affiliate, AJ Alexander affiliate, you know, they're making things happen out there, you know what I'm saying, on the designer side, on the music side, just doing things, man, major. And, I got to give shout-outs, man. Shout-out to my boy Giovanni. He had his birthday party at Maverick Flats. I was supposed to host that event, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it. I had to jump over and do the Mooney Twins event, man. Those brothers, amazing. It was a conscious show. This weekend, made some major connects, man. Had a wonderful set, man. I taped the set. I mean, it got me excited, man. It got the ball rolling again. You know, people like, oh, Trey, I ain't seen you on stage in a minute. I ain't heard you on the air in a minute. Y'all got to understand, man, it's pilot season. So like my big brother AJ say, man, I'm out here with that little match trying to start that forest fire. So understand me, man, you know what I'm saying, and put everything in its respective place. I'm going to start with a little prayer real quick, and we're not going to have a moment of silence yet because I'm so sad. People are so sad. I know, and like I said, AJ Alexander, for those of you who know, not just Usher, AJ used to bodyguard Bobby Brown. They are good friends. I mean, these guys go back, you know, come on, man, we're talking New Edition, 20, 25 years. These guys are very close. So, again, I spoke with AJ this morning, and he was going to call in, but he expressed to me that, you know, emotionally, he just couldn't do it. He doesn't want to be a part of the media circus that's surrounding Whitney Houston. And for those of you who actually saw my girl Wendy Williams yesterday, I mean, Wendy Williams, shout out to you, sister, for your struggle, and shout out to you for just being a beast, and shout out to you for being where you are. I had no idea that that my girl Wendy, you know, had a form of drug problem and, you know, things of that nature. And again, folks, you know, you see these stars and you meet these stars and you meet entertainers and you all don't know what we go through behind closed doors. And to be frankly honest with you, it's not your business. This is all I need you to do. I need you to put the DVD in with Trey Love on it. I need you to tune in to Blog Talk Radio with Trey Love on it. I need you to watch me when I do stand up. But as far as my personal life, that's personal. You understand? So I want to read a write-up that I read on Whitney a little later, you know, some things that possibly happened that, again, we don't know of, and it's not any of our business, you know. And it's funny because when a person's a celebrity, things seem to get just magnified, you know. And I use even the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation. We all know couples fight every damn day. That's part of being in a relationship, you know, when you love somebody. You know what I mean? It's Valentine's Day. When you know, fellas, you know, when that girl putting that na-na on you real good, and ladies, y'all know when a brother putting his penis on you real good, it can mess with your mind. It can mess with your mind. Like, you don't want to like her, but you like, man, I love this mother. You know what I'm talking about? The ladies, you be like, I can't stand him. I can't stand him. Y'all remember Baby Boy? I hate you, Jody. I hate you, Jody. I love you, Jody. So I'm just keeping it wild in this pen, right? You know what I'm saying? So as we rolling, man, and as we're living this life that we're living, man, just remember, times are changing, man. Don Cornelius, you know, again, that's one of those things, y'all. Last show I did, I had to, you know, dedicate to Don Cornelius. This show, I mean, y'all, out the blue, Whitney just vanished on us, man. So, again, man, my heart is heavy. You know, it's so much going on, you know, to the people that that I know personally in the business and the industry, you know, that are very close to Whitney. I'm praying for you. But I'm going to tell you something from something that I personally experienced myself, the loss of a parent. And not just a parent, and I take nothing from fathers. I'm a father, you know. So, but here's the thing. You have to know your place no matter who you are as a mother and a father. As a father, I never would try to supersede the position of a mother. And people all know, you know, we love our kids, but, brother, you'll never be able to breastfeed. I'm going to keep it real. You'll never be able to carry that baby in the womb. So there's a certain connection a child has naturally with a mother that, you know, you love your father and your parents regardless, but there's an affection, a sincere, you have to literally get cut from an umbilical cord from your mother when you're born. You know, your mother is, it's more than just a part of you. You know, your mother is you. So to say, if I can put that, you know, the best way I can put that, you know, your mother is you. And I just want to say to the young lady who through all of this, I feel is suffering the most, my personal opinion, and who's going to have the hardest time overall with this. Because see, we're people, we're living our lives. We have our woman, our man, our children, our family, our aunts, our uncles. We're fine, you know? But this young lady lost her mother, Bobby Christina, and that's Whitney's only child. This lady lost her mother. Y'all understand? So, again, I want to make sure that that young lady is lifted up in some sincere prayer, and let's make sure, please, I ask, and this is just all I ask, this is all Trey Love asks, please leave her alone. I'm gonna put that out there to everybody. I mean, whoever I can reach, whoever, everybody within the sound of my voice. When I say leave her alone, the tabloids, people are nasty. People are about money. People are about the bullshit. I just, you know, I'm not really supposed to be cussing, but I'm gonna put that out. But that's what people are about. That young lady needs to be embraced. She needs to be loved. She needs to be cared for. And I'm gonna say this from Handsome Life Radio and from Trey Love, darling, you got it. And you got it 110%. So I'm going to go ahead and put a couple prayers out there, you know. And from there, man, we're going to jam. Because I got, you know, some Whitney here, man. And I was going through my Whitney cuts, man. And I'm just jamming, man. You know, you got to realize and recognize, you know, the perfection and the girth. And I know y'all know about Super Bowl 25. Has there ever been any other rendition of the Star Spangled Banner better yet? Not yet. And here's something I put on Facebook, and I put a picture of myself and my beautiful mother up, and I'm going to repost this because I look exactly like my mother. I swear to God, the only difference between me and her is a penis and a beard. I swear to God. Anyway, my prayers and heart are with Bobby Christina. I know firsthand when your mother dies, the world closes in on you, and the emptiness inside of you is excruciating pain that no one understands but you. My dear mother has been dead 15 years, and when they say time heals all wounds, they lie. I am content and very happy with my life, but there are times I still swell up inside because I still miss her so much. R.I.P. Whitney, but Bobby, baby, put your faith in God, not in people. They will always disappoint you. Trust yourself, baby girl. And that's from Trey Love to Bobby Christina, who sincerely, truly is in my prayers, in my thoughts. I'm thinking about somebody that's here. Because, see, I'm going to tell y'all somebody this thing. Go, Whitney is fine. Do you hear me? Whitney is fine. Whitney's book and chapter is closed. It's over. We are sad. We are hurt. We are longing to have her back with us. We are the ones that will miss her. But when a person completes their journey, they are fine. Because whatever it is, whatever happened, whatever place and space they're in, they completed their book and their journey. So I want to say to that wonderful sister, that diamond of a jewel, for coming to this planet, thank God for giving us Whitney for the time that you did. And to you, sister, I want to say rest in peace. Let me send a couple quick prayers out there. And then, y'all, we finna jam. We finna Whitney out here on blogtalkradio.com/handsomeliferadio. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. 310-861-2317. Y'all better call and get some. Here go the quick prayer, y'all. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. To him that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. I live by that. And this is my next prayer. These are two prayers, y'all, I pray every day. Y'all don't know Trey got some God in him. Whoo, glory. The next one is, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Y'all, it's hard and as tragic as it is to say, Whitney ain't coming back, but we going to keep her alive in our love, in our spirit. And this song here, man, I'd listen to this song before shows, man, just to get ready sometime. One of my favorite all-time Whitney songs, man. And when we come back, we're going to dance a little bit. And I got a cut that I don't think a lot of people heard by her and Bobby. Everybody's heard We Got Something in Common, but a lot of people haven't heard this cut. I got a nice cut I'm going to play from Whitney. And then when I come back, y'all, we're going to chop it up a little bit. And then we got a special guest that's on the line, Mr. Alex Bailey Gilliam, owner of Van Charles, Inc. He's going to give us some updates, man, on what's going on out there in Vegas, man. You know, we're connected to everything. Also, y'all don't forget, February 27, 2011, the Comedy Store, 8433 Sunset Boulevard, the Comedy Store in Hollywood, California. Your boy going to be live, man. It's getting down, man. Whitney, get it to him, bro. Oh my God. I mean, I'm sitting here, y'all. I'm really holding back the tears right now. Did y'all hear that voice? I mean, they don't bill them like that no more. But there's a young lady by the name of Cheryl Boyd who I'm going to play later, like I said, put down by my girl. Put down by my boy, AJ Alexander. You know, he putting her, you know, on the map right now. She got next, baby. You know what I'm saying? She's a cold piece. And speaking of next, man, this gentleman I'm about to bring to the forefront of Handsome Life Radio is a good friend of mine, man. I've actually had the pleasure and opportunity to work with this gentleman. We went to I flew to Atlanta, you know, last year. You know, I think I spoke with you all about it, you know, and told you about it. We were supposed to do a live show on the air, you know, live from Atlanta, but I mean, things were just so swamped, so busy, man. But it was just a pleasure working with this gentleman, you know, Mr. Alex Bailey Gilliam of Van Charles. And I mean, I'm going to let him get on the line and tell y'all what's going on in Las Vegas. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Go to magiconline.com, man. These brothers is doing it, man. It's this is actually the biggest apparel show out. So without any further ado, let me get it cracking. Hold on, because y'all know how I do when I bring my special guests on the air. I got to give it to them the way they deserve to be brought to the air. You know what I mean? So we're going to jam, you know, just for a second and bring him right on in, man.
Luke,
you know what I'm saying? Because all eyes on you, Alex. It's your time, bro.
Y'all know how this shit go, you know. All eyes on me. Buffalo.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right. All eyes on me.
Y'all better tune in and tell a friend.
All eyes on me.
That the Playboy comedy is in. Yeah. Special guest.
I bet you
right
guys don't know who to trust. So many
feelings, y'all. What's up, Alex? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you feeling today, man?
Trey Love, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm great. We are killing it out here at the Magic Show in Vegas. This is one of the largest apparel shows on the planet. It's the largest shoe show on the planet. We are launching the Charles Whittington collection. It's a new double stiletto. It's absolutely sickening. So everybody get online and check it out. Go to vancharles.com. Click on Charles Whittington Collection. We got 7 different apparel lines. We got everything from like urban streetwear to red carpet apparel, but everything's being launched this year, and it's absolutely just amazing. We're showing up like we own the world right now.
Well, you know, that's how you do, Alex. I mean, like I say, I tell the family, I had the pleasure of rolling with you, man. And bro, I know you get down for your crown, man. You're an ace when it comes to the business. So give the people, give my listeners the information of where they can go online and get more details on what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So the show, you can go to magiconline.com, but check out vancharles.com and click on the Charles Whittington Collection. That's what we're showing here now. There's like 2 million people that come through this place in 3 days. It is cracking.
Wow.
It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then everybody follow me on Twitter at Alex Van Charles, and you can find me on Facebook at alex.van.charles. as well. So keep in touch with what we're doing. We're doing some huge stuff. We're going to be all over the country in the next few weeks, working on production show for as well, working on a pilot. There's just a lot of things happening right now. We're coming out big.
Well, you know, Alex, I just wanted to tell you that your clothes are phenomenal. I also want to thank you for all of the gear that you have. I mean, my T-shirts, my hats, my jackets. Let me tell you what happened, man. This is true stuff, just to tell you how fly your clothing is. Everywhere I freaking go, and I got witnesses, my girl can attest to this, everywhere I go in that jacket, I swear to you, people say, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? I've had people, man, to ask me for my number just to try to get a jacket, and I'm calling your butt, I can't get in touch with Mr. Alex Bailey Gilliam, because he's, you know, he don't even live in Hollywood. He's Hollywood, Florida. I'm joking. I'm just messing with you.
All right.
You like that? He passed Hollywood, y'all. He's Hollywood, Florida. But, yeah, man. When I say that, the jackets are so fly, and again, my brother and I took some pictures in it, man, and I'm going to tell you, bro, flat out, man, we need to talk, and I need to be one of the print models, bro, because when I say flat out, like, and this is not just because I'm so damn handsome, it's just that, you know, when I wear your clothes, it enhances what Trey Love has, and that's serious, man.
That's what's up. See, we don't make filler clothing. We're never going to make a T-shirt that you put on to mow your lawn. I don't care if you put on a T-shirt or a hat or a gown. Whatever you put on that we make, it makes you feel a certain way, and it is just sick. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
you do
awesome.
Have some.
I'm glad you love
very,
it.
Yeah, and you know what, again, man, like I said, I can't thank you enough, because not only do I love the clothes, it's just ironic the reactions I get when people see me in the gear, like, where'd you get that? And it's funny because it has like the Jai-Rock on it, the Jamaican colors. I'm in L.A., man, Los Angeles, California. And what I love about the apparel as well is no one else has this stuff, man.
That's exactly
no
right. That's a cool thing, too, because every design we do, I mean, we've spent 10 years in research and development before we decided to launch. We weren't going to be one of these celebrity labels that comes out and 6 months later is gone. We're here to stay.
Right.
We're showing up like Giorgio Armani, like we own the world. So
right.
Every design that we have is completely custom. All of our designs are patented. like our the double stiletto, that's completely patented. Like, no one on the planet can do that. We have international patents. Everything is, like, done the right way. So when you rock our gear, you're not going to see it. You know what I mean? It's something just absolutely exclusive. It's beautiful stuff. I really appreciate the compliments, man. I really, really appreciate
it. No, Alex, it's true. And I know you got a voicemail for me about a couple months ago, man. This is a true story, y'all, on how fly. And matter of fact, I'm going to throw – matter of fact, one of my profile pictures on my Comedian Trey Love page, you guys, I'm wearing Vans songs. That's a John Rock jacket in the picture.
Nice, work it out.
And you see the picture, guys, of me and my brother Toastin getting ready to go to Vegas for his big birthday bash.
I love it.
The
20th
through the 22nd, we both have on Ja Rock jackets. And I'm going to tell you, man, people keep asking me, where you get the jacket, man? Where you get that jacket?
Right, Trey,
true story, man.
Hey, man, actually, if you go to my, I think, Facebook and Twitter, but I'm positive on Facebook, there's pictures of you and your brother and your whole crew when we did the red carpet the week of the Soul Train Awards.
Oh my God! But let me tell you what happened. I'm you know, right here on Hollywood Boulevard. For those of you who know the area, Sunset. It's where they have like Ripley's, Believe It or Not. You know, like it's Hollywood, y'all. So it's a big circus. And I actually am blessed to be living on that block. You know, it's an actor's dream to be living in Hollywood. So I go in McDonald's. I'm sitting down. You know, hey, because even though I'm an actor, that should tell you all, yeah, I'm broke. So I'm going to McDonald's getting my 99-cent cheeseburger. And I'm sitting there, you know, eating and vibing, but just relaxing. I got my Ja Rock jacket on. I promise you, a little girl came up to me about 14 years old and was like, excuse me, sir, my mother wants to know where you got that jacket from. And I started giving them the information, and I called you. And I called you. I'm like, dude, you need to holler at me. And, you know, what cracked me up was they wanted the jacket so bad, these people were offering me money to take the jacket. Everyone has their price. But Alex, I'm going to be honest with you. My Ja Rock jacket is so fly, bruh. They couldn't afford to get it off me. You know what I'm saying? They can't get it off. You can't get this. You know what I mean?
Where else are you going to find a $400 hoodie, right?
Exactly. You know, they couldn't afford to get it off me, man. So
I love it.
Again, man, like I say, you know, I've already liked one of your pages. But, yeah, we got to join on Facebook because, I just the help of that guru over there, AJ Alexander, man, we're going to push and we're going to push hard, man, and keep Van Charles, you know, doing what you do. And, again, I want to give you a major shout-out for even the way you say to do things because I have a lot of youth and people that follow me and listen to my stuff. What you did was you said, and I want people to pay attention, 10 years of research. See, a lot of people aren't patient. They want everything in the morning. And I have a saying. I say, if God bless you with everything you want tomorrow morning, then what would you have to work for?
Right? Exactly.
You know? So life is a process, man. So listen here, boy, tell me what else is going on in your life, man. How are you doing just in general, man?
I don't even know what day it is most of the time. I mean, I'm good, but we have so many things going on. It's literally 7 days a week, 15 hours a day. It's just nuts. It's nuts. It's not, I have to, like, sometimes, like, grab the hotel and, like, check the address to figure out what city I'm in. So it's crazy.
Believe me, I know the feeling. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's a good thing. I mean, we're rocking hard. We're actually on the way to Fashion Week in New York. As soon as we leave this show, we'll be on the runway there. So, I mean, we're doing real, real big things. It's good.
New York, baby. New York, Vegas. I was in Atlanta with y'all. I know that you're doing Florida, man, eating the market up. Man, Alex, I want to say to you, man, from Handsome Life Radio, directly from Trey Love, keep up the awesome work. Keep them fly clothes out there, man, and make sure every time y'all do something new, man, shoot it to me, man. And like I said, you got to see some of these pics, man. I'm getting down. Hey, Valentine's Day, man, and I want to play this song, man, for all my ladies out there, man. You know I do music too, right? I don't know if you knew that, Alex.
I had no idea.
Okay, well, peep this. Listen to this song. It's called A Boy Needs a Girl. This is Valentine's Day dedicated to all my little cuties and everything. You know, fellas, you know, don't front with the girl. You know you need it. This song goes out to everybody, Valentine's Day. This is Trey Love, y'all. Boy Needs a Girl.
Perfect.
Needs a girl. What is with me. She gotta know how to ride and get me good and plenty. That means all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo. I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shooter my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried, and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night. And if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight love and good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, that's Trey Love, y'all. Boy Needs a Girl. That's Valentine's Day for all my ladies out there that think you're not needed, to let you know if a brother say you ain't needed, he's lying, because we need you. I tell my girl in a minute, I just need you to get these nuts up out of me. I know I'm crazy. But that's why I'm Trey Love, Playboy Comedy, because realistically, I'm serious. All right, we're going to bring my main man, Mr. Alex Bailey Gilliam, back to the line, man, and let him give a shout out, yo, because like I say, man, I work with this brother, and he is not BS, and this brother is coast to coast, Frisco to Maine, all the way to Spain with his pimping. You understand what I'm saying, Church? So we're going to let him come back live, you know what I'm saying, follow him, and just get it down, man, and let him get back to Vegas and get back to doing what he do, man. And we got some more callers on the line. We're going to bring y'all in and let y'all chop it up and show Whitney some love, because we ain't through shouting Whitney. So what's up, Alex? Holler at the people, man.
Perfect. I just want to give a quick shout out to everybody, the whole Van Charles crew, the founder, everyone is here at the show busting their ass to make this thing a success. So just a huge shout out to everybody, Charles, Vanessa, Joe, everybody who's here just busting. We have some beautiful models here as well. Also follow us, Alex Van Charles at Twitter and Alex.Van.Charles on Facebook. Thanks so much, Trey. Keep in touch and hit me up again. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you, brother. I will. And thank you for calling in, man.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace. Yeah, y'all, we back on the line, man. We want to thank Alex for his time, man. Again, y'all, some of the hottest apparel, Van Charles, you heard the information. Keep up with him, y'all. Facebook, alex.van.charles. Follow him on Twitter. And just a shout-out to the man for all the stuff he's doing, man. Again, one of my connects, man, just hustling and networking. You know, AJ Alexander put that together, man. So what we're going to do, man, is we're going to take it back to what the show, you know, take it back to what we was initially getting, you know, why we did this show today, and that's to dedicate to the one and only incomparable Whitney Houston. That's what we're going to get back to. Over the years, it's been some things, you know, things said about Whitney and, you know, things of that nature. And people always pick at me about, you know, the fact that I never say anything. I'm never going to say never, but I go out my way to say, oh, no, this person didn't do that or that person didn't do that because of how I am about entertainers. But, again, being an entertainer, I know what we deal with. See, no one if you're not in the business, if you don't get on the stage, if you're not pursuing the career, you don't know the rejection that we go through. You don't know the hard times we go through, to the financial struggles that we go through, the ridicule that we go through, the ups and downs. You know, people love you today and they hate you tomorrow. Like poor Michael, you know, Thriller was the greatest selling album of all time, even today. There's no other album, no other artist who has sold more records, more albums than that Thriller album. And I've said this in my opinion, you know, it's kind of one of those things when you reach the mountaintop, where do you go from there? You know, what do you do then? You know, to have that time. And Michael was chasing, you know, I saw him chasing, still chasing Thriller. Jim Jones said something on Love and Hip Hop that stuck with me. He said, you don't realize how the years go by unless you're chasing something. And I take nothing, and I'm sincere about this, I take nothing away from the man and or woman that get up every day and go to work. I respect you. I admire you
I really do. I wish all I had to do was just get up, go to work, clock in, make my $40,000-$50,000 a year, chill, ride around in a nice car, buy me a house, parlay, my weekends off, you know, vacation built up. I admire you. But for those of us who are on the other side, to bring the people that are just relaxed, and I wouldn't say relaxing, you know, but everybody works hard, you know, but to the people when you need your entertainment, you need us. You need us to take you away from the realities of the worst, the awful things in the world. You need Whitney's voice to soothe you during your hard times. But see, here's where I'm going with this. Who's there for us? Who's there to soothe us? Who's there to make me laugh when I'm hurting? You know, a lot of people call me, y'all. Y'all don't even know the calls I get. Trey, how you feel about this and how you feel about that, and, you know, want to tell me different things, because, and I'm going to start actually a blog on that, because people, you know that I have wisdom, and that's not bragging and saying that, oh, I'm this and that. But, hey, after the life I've lived, the things I've gone through, losing my mother, getting shot, being in the entertainment business, you know, being divorced, having grown children, you know, the haters, the ups and downs, y'all don't even understand. So it's reasons why I'm able to give advice and explain to people. One thing I'm gonna say this, and I want to put this out there to the youth: don't try to make friends. I'm gonna say that. And I'm gonna say that one more time. I want you to understand. Don't try to make friends. If you meet someone and you become a friend, let that happen and let it evolve. When people come and they just say, "Oh, I'm your friend," again, I don't have nothing. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. You know, I'm working hard, still dedicating. I mean, I got much more. I got $1 million worth of life. But what I'm saying is, I don't have per se what people look at me, because I've been on Comic View films and commercials, what you may think I have. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm struggling worse than everybody else, because, yes, I may have a $50,000 year, and then I might turn around and have a $5 year. That's how the business that I'm in works. It's up and down. It's flaky. It's not consistent. But people, because of who I am, yo, what's up, Trey, and you're my friend. Friends are someone that you know, like a AJ Alexander. We get into it. We up and down. We argue. We fuss. We fight. And then we come back and we do our business together. Now, that's my friend, because I have a lineage and time spent in with AJ. You know, it's just certain people in your life that, to me, to have a friend, for you to say that you're my friend, or for me to say I'm your friend, that's a five-year partnership. That you can't just be friends because I met you and we had a drink together. That doesn't conduce the word friend. So, again, for AJ, Whitney, Bobby, you have to understand, this man, these are his friends. That's the reason why he's unable to get on the line with us today. So I want to read through something that I saw on Whitney, and it was disturbing, but again, be it true or not, I don't know, but it's not any of my business, and it's none of yours either, but these are the things that are being said that they're writing up and things of that nature, and it's just really sad. And I want to say to the ones, because, and again, for those of us who say, oh, Whitney was on drugs, where did you ever see a crack pipe in her hand? Did you ever see her toot some coke? Did you ever see her do it? Here's my thing. If you didn't see her do it, then F you. You understand? Stay out of people's business. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what she did. People, oh, she OD'd. You don't know. And what's so ironic to me is, this is what they are saying. When I say they, I love the word they, because it generalizes everything. This is what they are saying. She had prescription drugs. So my thing is, good for you, Whitney. Good for you. They didn't find any illegal drugs in her room. So while people, and you know what, people keep trying to dig and dig, like, I know it was something in there. No, if it was something in there, trust me, by now it would have came out, because that's all you all want. You want the sensationalism to be able to say such an iconic, beautiful singer overdosed. No, Whitney, body tired. You know, people go through things. And like I said, if you weren't there, you don't know. So my thing is, shut the fuck up. You understand what I'm saying? Stay in your damn place. But I want to read this, and it's very sad if it's true. Who knows if it's true, because it's media, but this is something I read on, and I just wanted to share it with my listeners. Whitney Houston hits rock bottom. And this was printed, you guys, January 24th, 2012. That's why I wanted to read this to y'all, because it's very eerie to me. I mean, days. I mean, a couple of weeks before her passing. Whitney Houston hits rock bottom. Is she bankrupt and begging friends for money? It seems like every time that Whitney Houston is in the news these past few years, it has never been for anything good. And this time is no exception. Radar Online is reporting that the singer is so broke that she has been living off her rich friends.
Whitney Houston's finances are hitting rock bottom, and RadarOnline.com has the exclusive details about her dire situation. The Bodyguard star, 48, who sought help for her crack addiction last year, has lost her fortune. A source close to the singer exclusively revealed, "Whitney's fortune is gone," said the source said. Music industry heavy hitters are supporting her, and her label is fronting her cash against her next album, but no one knows when that will be released. The six-time Grammy winner has blown through an enormous fortune that she amassed over decades of stardom. She might be homeless if not for people saving her. She is broke as a joke. Bobby Brown's ex-wife's financial woes have her so cash-strapped she's been begging friends for help. She called someone to ask for $100, the source said. It's so sad. She could have Mariah Carey money, and she's flat broke. I don't believe that it is possible for Whitney to be broke. She spent a lot of time battling drug addiction and was not making music. Her last few concerts were dubs, and some people even demanded their money back. Whitney has been in trouble for years, and nobody seems to be helping her, in my opinion. So sad. And that's by Becca. That's a very interesting article to me. It's like it's one of those things. Like, is it true? Is it not true? You know, it's we know some things, we don't know some things. But again, let he without saying cast the first stone. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to just love. And again, the person who is most in my heart and in my prayers is that young lady that has to live the rest of her life without her mother. And I'm gonna say this flat out, because this is something I know firsthand. When your mama's gone, it's you see, I can't even talk because I know what that is. I know what that pain is. There's no one else that you can talk to. You sit, and I've had people look at me strange even within times of my suffering, because I'm trying to express to them what I'm going through, and then people, the first thing want to do is like, oh, he crazy. Oh, this person's crazy. No, motherfucker, I ain't crazy. I'm mourning, bitch. It's called mourning. People don't understand what mourning is. When you lose someone that close to you, if it happened to you, you will be able to understand it. You will be able to relate to it, but it didn't happen to you, so you can't relate to it, and you can't understand it. So you don't know what this person is going through. You don't know how their heart is feeling. You don't know what's going on in that person's soul. That is a mourning that you can't wipe it away. Again, if Whitney had $5, if Whitney had $5 trillion, it still is no amount of money that is going to be able to suffice for the pain that Bobby Christina is feeling with the loss of her mother. Like Janet said in that BET thing, Janet said, to you, he was an icon. To us, he was family. To us, she's an icon. We will forever love her music. We will forever love that pretty smile. We will forever have our memories of Whitney. Most of us have never even, we don't even know Whitney personally. We, you know, unlike my buddy AJ Alexander, we don't have a personal historic relationship with Whitney. My physical memory of seeing Whitney live, I'm the biggest New Edition fan in the world. I love Bobby Brown. I love New Edition, Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill, DeVoe, Bell Biv, all of them. I love those guys. They are, like, to me, the most phenomenal underrated entertainers that, you know, that's been out in the past 30 years. And, you know, they were doing a concert. I went to a concert a few years back, and Bobby was like, and this is my lovely wife, Whitney, and she came to the stage, and I just remember the crowd going crazy. Whitney waved at us, and I was just, like, sitting there screaming and all. Like, not only I get to see New Edition, Bobby Brown perform live, but then I get to actually see Whitney Houston, and she waved at the crowd. Everybody, ah! You know, we went crazy, man. And the brother actually had to perform a concert the same night of his ex-wife's passing. That is just... It's horrible, man. So, again, to the people that really knew her the best, truly knew her, I want to say to you, man, much love. And from Trey Love, man, we getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even going to sit here and keep going through sorrow, because girl gave us joy. She was spunky. She was fierce. She was dynamic, man. And this is one of the songs that truly captures who she was, y'all. Let's go on and do it. This is Whitney, baby.
Yeah. another beautiful young lady named Monye about to come in and
Lake Tray. You understand, Chachi? You heard me? She going to be wishing me a happy Valentine's Day. From there, we're going to play a little Cheryl Boyd. You know what I'm saying? That's who we pushing as our next Whitney. I ain't going to lie, man. Y'all better pay attention to me and tell a friend to put Boy Comedy's in, man. I'm pushing it from the girth, baby, from the earth to the girth. You understand? Making this happen. So, Marcia J., got to get a shout-out to this young lady, man. She's just doing so much to help and just push my career. We got some major stuff planned up. Make sure y'all join her on Facebook, Marcia, DJ Mamacita J on Facebook. She's going to be pushing. We got stuff planned that we can't tell y'all about because it's bigger than what y'all supposed to know. What's happening, Marcia?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed, and I'm blessed to be a part of Trey Love and his legacy, because that's what it is. It's a legacy. And first off, I just want to say totally my prayers and my heart go out to Bobby, Christina, and Miss Houston and Bobby Brown. And I don't know, I heard that Bobby Brown lost his father over the weekend too.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. And you know what, see,
yeah.
That goes to show, and it kills me. Because when people are celebrities, a lot of times, you know, it's like stuff gets overshadowed. And Mr. Brown, Pop Brown, man, Bobby lost his father like the day after Whitney. So, yeah, man, rest in peace, Pop Brown, too. And again, this goes out to little Bobby Christina, man. The girl lost her mother and grandfather in one weekend. Come on, man.
It's a lot.
We just going to keep her lifted up in prayer. We're going to do something special. Yeah. I got another caller on the line. I got to get to her, Miss Monye. But Marcia, for everything you're doing, I want to give you a big Handsome Life Radio shout out. And you know what we got
Thank
going
you.
On. So keep it locked. And it's much more to come. And again, appreciate everything that you're doing for me 2012. All right.
Anytime, honey. Take care.
All right. And you do the same. Bye-bye. And just stay on the line. We're going to end it off with some Cheryl Boyd.
Oh, most
definitely.
That's my girl. I love her.
Ain't she tight?
Her
AJ, like.
We got
some clips of her. We got some clips of her. All right, we're going to go on and shut it down, y'all, and get ready to push this Valentine's Day out with some love, man. You know, so we're going to bring Miss Monye. You know, y'all got to see her. I'm going to post a picture of this young lady on my page, yo. Hot, sexy, beautiful, chocolate. How you doing, lady? What's going on with you?
Happy Valentine's Day, Trey Love.
Well, I thank you. You know I need it. You know, Valentine's Day is my day. It's a lover's day, and with a name like Trey Love, what the hell?
You're right about that. It should be a loving day, huh?
Yes, it should. It should. So who's the lucky man to be loving up on Monye today? Talk to me.
I don't have a lucky man today. I do
not. You know
not.
What? You need to get on
I
a plane a right now. Listen, you need to get on a plane right now and get to Los Angeles, California. Because, see, what I do is I'm here. You got to understand. I'm here for ladies that, see, and you know what? Let me play this song real quick and dedicate it to you. This is my song. I want you to listen to it, Monye, and tell me what you think. No, for real, because
okay.
This song is for the one. I want you to listen to the words, the details.
Okay.
To understand
I'll
that this song is. Yeah, please, because this song is for women, for ladies such as yourself that don't understand that you are needed. So peek this. This is a boy
yes.
needs a girl. Hold on. Yeah, you know you like that, didn't you? I heard you.
Yes, I did.
Like yes. Dang. Come on, dang. You know it ain't technical difficulties, y'all. I just got to go to the song. Always something going on. I know my main man AJ is listening. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna go straight from a boy needs a girl, y'all, and we're gonna take it home. With Cheryl. So are there any shout outs that you want to give before we get out of here?
One thing I do want to say, RIP to Whitney. Her family
yes.
is in my prayers. Hands down, she has the best voice ever.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's gonna come in the game and top her voice.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's true. So, you know, we're just gonna keep Whitney and everybody lifted up, you know, especially Whitney lifted up in our
yes.
prayers. But again, the person who I'm most hurt for and the person who I'm most trying to ensure that we don't forget is the beautiful Bobby Christina. But this song right now is dedicated to women such as yourself. As soon as I get to my own. I can't even find my own song. I got it, but here it is. And this is The Boy Needs a Girl. I know Marcia's on the line. Marcia, I want you to check it out too. And when we come back, we're going to chop it up about my song. Then from there, we're going to end it out with some Cheryl Boyd. But this song is dedicated to all you ladies that don't know that you're needed. This is from Trey Love to you.
I need a
know how to ride and get me good and plenty. That means all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo, I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shoot of my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night. And if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight love and good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, that's Trey Love, y'all. You know what I'm saying? To all my ladies, it's Valentine's Day, man. That's for y'all. It take a whole lot of woman, but y'all got to realize a boy does need a girl. So now that I got that song played and y'all got a feel for what Trey Love trying to do, let me hear what my ladies think. So, Marcia and Manye, what y'all think? Y'all feeling that?
I like it. I like it. I think more guys need to take a pen and paper and write down some notes.
Well, all right. Well, Matt, which one I got talking? Is this Manye or is this Marcia?
This is Manye.
Okay, Manye. Yeah, so, Manye, you feeling that?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I appreciate the love. Marcia, my supporter, my backer, my publicist, what, you know, don't be biased. Tell the truth. What you think?
No, I think guys need to take notes because actually, like, in relationships, like in the beginning, it starts out good and all lovey-dovey, and it ends up being that the guy kind of sway away from the woman, you know, and the girl be like, you know, okay, so what happened? So I think this song for every guy to listen to and like, take notes.
And I appreciate you, ladies. I appreciate you, ladies, for that. Now, one thing I try to do in my music, ladies, and this is true and sincere, is I try to specialize in... It's two things I try to do. I try definitely not to cuss. That's one thing. I try not to. I'm not going to sit here and say I'll never curse, but I try not to. And the second thing I try to do is talk about different things. I mean, it's so many. How many people you going to kill on wax? How much dope you going to flip on wax? I don't sell drugs. I don't shoot people. So I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? I don't rob banks. So, you know, I'm a lover. I'm Trey Love. And even one of my partners, you one of my gangster rapper friends, he was like, Lewis, I appreciate you for using your own rap style because I wouldn't be accepted as a gangster rapper because that ain't my style. That ain't me as a human. So even with my flow and what I'm doing musically, you know what I'm saying, kicking it to y'all ladies and everything, that's what it's about, man. And that's what I'm going to be bringing to y'all. And, oh, yeah, that was me at the beginning singing. Just so y'all know.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be an R&B track coming real soon. Trust me, the R&B cut is going to be kicked in. I'm actually saving that for July for my birthday for the release of the album. So, ladies, y'all stay tuned. I'm looking forward to doing plenty of work with both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And to you, Marcia, again, I want to say a sincere thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I wish you and yours a very blessed and happy Valentine's Day, my dear.
You too, Trey. Love you.
Love
nice
you back, sweetie.
Nice talking to
you, Manye.
Manye.
Yes.
She said it was
Manye.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well.
All right.
And don't get off the line yet. Don't get off the line yet. And to you, Manye, I want to say sincerely, sweetheart, you are too fine to be by yourself on this Valentine's Day. So go ahead. LAX is right there. Just let me know what time you get down. As you food ready. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a nice Valentine's Day. And is it just me or am I lucky as hell? Today is Valentine's Day, and I'm on the line with two women. This is truly a Trey Love. It's a threesome. I'm just messing with y'all. Hey, but to both of you ladies, we're going to be doing some major work in the future. Manye, AJ say he wants you to jump on with me and be my co-host. So we're going to start doing some stuff together. All right, sweetie?
Okay.
All right. So to both of you ladies, I want to send a sincere thank you, sincere happy Valentine's Day to all my friends, fans, people that support me, people that love me, people that's mad with me, people that ain't mad with me. This song
is just, you know, it ain't dedicated to you. I'm actually just giving shouts out to people that, you know, just in general, it's Valentine's Day. Let's have love, man. Whitney, rest in peace, sweetheart. To Bobby Christina, girl, you got a long life to live and stay strong, sweetheart. Stay strong and know that you're going to be lifted up sincerely, truly in prayer over here. This last song is Miss Cheryl Boyd, y'all. This is a young lady that, again, the man who discovered Usher, Mr. AJ Alexander himself, he's pushing this young lady, and I'd be damned if he shouldn't, because she is his eye. I mean, she's a warm young girl, beautiful personality. And again, Whitney, rest in peace. But this young lady, this one of the ones we're going to pass the reins to. So, Cheryl Boyd, you keep doing what you're doing, man. Y'all better check this girl out. I'm going to play Cheryl, y'all. Then I'm going to give y'all one more Whitney cut, and then I'm out. This is Straight Love, one of the only Playboy comedy. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend. This has been an episode of Twitter Meet Tuesdays. Rest in peace, Whitney. Everybody have a wonderful, happy Valentine's Day. And whatever you do, make sure you get you some. Whoever you with that you're going to touch, you make sure you sex them real hard. Don't sex them sweet and soft. Sex them hard. You understand? Have hard sex, you know? I mean, it's good. Trey loving good. Trust me. Peace, y'all.
I just want
right, man. Tune in. Tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy has been in. This was the episode of Twitter Me Tuesdays, and I don't know why I tried to set the show for an hour. It never works. It always goes over. But I want to play one more cut before I go, man. That was the girl, Cheryl Boyd, man. Look out for her, man, doing major things. She's going to get a Grammy in 2 years, guaranteed. Y'all catch me at the Comedy Store, 8433 Sunset Boulevard, February 27, 2012. I'll say that also, the Noré et Blanc, the Black and Jean party, that's going to be March 31st. Got tickets for that. LA Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, right here in Los Angeles, California. And shout out to my baby brother, man. We're going to do it big, man. I'm seeing him in Vegas, man. We're going to be in Las Vegas February 20th through the 22nd, just getting drunk and partying, man, and just doing things. Shout out to Van Charles. Shout out to Alex Bailey-Gilliam for calling in, man. Shout out to Miss Monier, who's going to be coming back, joining me to do so, so much more. And this last song that I'm going to play, and after this I'm shutting the systems down, because I know not only myself, but I know everyone's going to get emotional after this song is played, because it is one, because this lady has such a wonderful body of work, a sincere library. But this song here is one of the ones that, you know, you play at funerals, you play at weddings, you play to soothe yourself. It's one of those soothing songs. So this song is dedicated, and I'm going to dedicate it to somebody I feel that deserves it. And again, from Handsome Life Radio to Whitney's only child, Bobby Christina, this song is dedicated to you. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Let's love hard, let's love strong, all right? This is Trey Love, y'all, and I'm out. Whitney Houston, baby girl, please, I want you to rest in peace and enjoy the bliss of heaven.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
both know I'm not what you need.